Hey, you're Super Paul.
Hey, Uwe, how you doing, my friend?
Good. I'm talking to the slim, fast diet master, Gary Otter.
Oh God, I'm not on Slim Fast, thank God.
But you're losing weight. It's crazy. I tried to lose 5 kilos for a year, and it's so tough. I cannot pull it off.
Now, I think it's because I'm a lot bigger than you, and I've been eating a lot poorer. I've been drinking a lot more alcohol. Like, I just haven't been very healthy for a while. And I just was at the doctor, and they took me off the blood pressure meds. So they say I don't need it anymore.
Because you're under 130, right? I think everything under 130 of the first thing is good,
Yeah.
basically, right?
Yeah, no, they said I don't need it, and that's great. So, I'm gonna lose more weight, and hopefully I'll look better than I have in years, But really, another part of it is kind of like instead of eating huge meals, like I have like little snacks, kind of,
So you do the smaller dishes, but then here and there more. Like, so you're not doing like the interval fa fasting or something like this.
Well, sometimes I have a very light breakfast. When I have breakfast, I have like I drink a kombucha that has 9 billion probiotic cultures. That's good for your stomach. That will reduce bloating in your stomach. And it has. It's taken inches off my stomach. And I'll have like a drinkable yogurt. And I think that's pretty much it. Maybe I'll have some fruit or cheese or something, but that's it. And I'll have like water. And then for lunch, I'll much later I'll have like, I don't know, like a sandwich, a small sandwich, you know what I mean? And then for dinner I'll have like, I don't know, a lightish dinner. Like I'll have like maybe like ravioli or something. So it's not like I'm eating, I'm not like depriving myself of food. I'm just not like gorging on these huge like three course meals. Like it's like usually one single item that I eat. And
But are
drinking.
you hungry then the whole time, or what? Or what you eat in between to get over like a hungry wave, like a
I don't
banana?
know. I've been able to get used to sometimes I feel hungry, but that's good. You don't want to eat when you don't feel hungry. Like it seems like we've all been trained to just eat, breakfast, lunch, dinner. But if you don't feel hungry, don't eat lunch. You know what I mean? Or even unless you're really hungry. So if I'm really hungry, I have snacks like, or if I need a snack, I'll have olives or cheese or and not a huge amount, just small portions. Pickles. These are all low carb items. I'm trying to think what else. Anchovies, it's got a lot of sodium, but it's low carb. I think that's what it is the bread I've cut back on. I've cut back on candy. I've cut back on alcohol. I've cut back on. So it's not like no bread. It's like I'm just not, ordering pizza, and I'm not like
Stuff
drinking. Yeah, I'm not
I like.
drinking orange juice. You know what I mean?
Either because of the sugar, that's too much sugar in it, right?
Yes, exactly. Like cutting back the sugar, the alcohol is sugar. So like cutting back the sugars, the bread is sugar. You know what I mean? So like it all gets processed as sugar really, and then it turns into fat. And unless I'm like working it off and like, exercising, which has also helped by the way, 'cause like walking around Disney World or something, that's like 3 miles, But yeah, no, there's lots of stuff I've been doing that I haven't been doing. I've been a little more active, and it's not
How
like
much
I go every day though, but
you were drinking normally? You were drinking daily something, or you were drinking 5 times a week, 4 times a week, and because I try to drink only 3 days a week, and I drink mostly wine. What is like. Also it's calorie heavy, right? The calories heavy because the red wine has a lot of sugar, in a way. And so, but how much you were drinking?
oh, I was, it's what I was consuming. Like, I would drink, whiskey and I would drink beer and I would drink cocktails. And like, I don't know, I'd say 5 days a week, but not like in super excess, but still like that's
Two pots
enough.
or something, two beer. Yeah, I try to reduce myself down to two glasses of wine, three times a week or something, you
Because what
know.
it is the body, when you drink alcohol, the body will like metabolize the alcohol first because it thinks that it's like a poison. So in the time that your body should be metabolizing the food that you're eating, it's struggling to metabolize the alcohol, to process the alcohol. And then meanwhile, your body is storing these extra calories from the food as fat,
Yeah, that is
So
carbs, right? If like Natalie lost a lot of weight based on not eating carbs for a while. But I mean, you live here in Europe and we eat potatoes. You know, we eat like, I love pasta, I love pizza. Yesterday we had a doner where it's also bread, you know? So it's like, it's very tough for me to get off the bread. Like, because when I wake up, I want my sandwich basically with a double cappuccino. And but I think that is maybe the key why I don't really lose weight, even if I'm active or something.
Uva, I hate to say this, but you're in great shape. You are not overweight.
Oh, I'm overweight. I was this week, I was in the clinic here, and for a full cardio heart checkup, like ultrasound and everything. And they gave me also the 24 hours blood pressure and EKG measures thing. They put it on me, and I couldn't, we're not allowed to shower when I went home, and I had to like sleep cabled up, and they measured it for like 12, 13 hours, and then in the morning I could put it up, shower, and bring it to the back to the clinic. And then I had the meeting, and so I have also like my blood pressure overall went higher, so it's like 128 now. I was always super low blood pressure, but it slowly goes higher, and he said it's with the aging, it's normal. And overall everything was okay. Like, so I'm not having, I don't need a stent or any procedure on the heart. But also I have to keep my cholesterol low with the pill. I take the cholesterol pill, what works. Cholesterol was low, but my liver blood test was not so good,
Oh
you know.
no.
Yeah, but it's yeah, because it's like the alcohol and fat, you know. And he said it's slowly, it's not too bad, but he said it's slowly you I get too much fat in the liver. It's normal, it's kind of normal with aging and so on. But he said to me, if I could lose 5 kilos and eat less sugar, and means also less alcohol, and keep doing my workouts, then I have a definitely a longer lifespan, let's say it this way, you know. So
Well,
and
I was reading about fatty liver, and if it's a fatty liver that's caused from alcohol, the body can heal itself. Like give it like if it's not an excessive alcohol consumption, if you were to withdraw from eating from drinking alcohol for like 30, 60 days, it would heal itself and you wouldn't have fatty liver anymore. For excessive alcoholics, it takes like several months.
yeah,
But
it's tough.
it is
It
hard.
to get from to get to zero alcohol is hard.
It is hard.
Yeah, you know. So because I love that glass of wine with a dinner. If I have a steak or if I have something like where it's or pasta or whatever that cries for alcohol, you know, just to tell me like, yeah, you want the glass of red wine with it, and I can basically say no to any other alcohol. To anything, I don't need a cocktail, I don't need hard shots anymore. When I was younger, I was drinking grappa and so on. And I don't need all this stuff, but the glass of red wine, it's just something I extremely enjoy, let's say it this way.
You know what I think is also contributing to my weight loss is the fact that I don't eat fast food anymore. I eat everything at home. And you can control, because like when you eat out, they put all sorts of fat in it. You don't know. It tastes great, but you don't know,
No, I know. I had to close my door quickly. And No, I agree. It's like the fast food. I mean, yesterday we had a doner. I had yesterday the guy here from Kino Corner,
Yeah.
and he interviewed me for Darfur, for the 4K version of Darfur, what will be next after Postal comes out, right? There comes Darfur, and they want to do Tunnel Rats, what is very good, so that we get more,
4K.
or exactly like 4K stuff out. Everything where I find a 35 millimeter copy will get scanned.
Yeah, I'm
That's
trying
very
very
good.
hard. Guys, if you can get us a copy of In the Name of the King, House of the Dead, or Alone in the Dark. Yes.
Even Blood Rain One. I mean, most of my films were all shot 35 millimeter, right? So, I mean, I think all the films were shot 35 millimeter up to Hanau. Hanau was the first one, and then in the first shift now, and but I think even Rampage 3 was shot on 35 millimeter still. And so, I mean, it would be great to find a print or, something. And even Sanctimony, Blackwoods, these are all films now I have the rights back. But if we could get the hands on the print of Blackwoods, Heart of America, where Elizabeth Moss is in, she's a big star now. We could scan it again, had it 4K. So to all collectors out there, whatever, check your basements. Because one guy contacted me and said he has a copy of Darfur. Another guy contacted me and said he can get a copy of Tunnel Rats. But I mean,
Oh, okay.
that is a good. If they listen to it, or if they're lucky, listen to it. And I also told the Kino Corner guy, who has like a 150,000, I think, YouTube followers. Like if he puts it out and he can say, "Look, find us more prints," that would be very good. And
The
yeah,
problem is some of those older ones might have deteriorated by now, you know?
yeah. If they like in the environment, what is not like cold and dry, they can of course evaporize, they can get destroyed, but it's still 10, 15, 20 years, they still should be good. They're falling
Yeah.
apart normally.
Yeah, it's not like they're like turning to vinegar or something. Yeah.
So what else happened basically? A lot of things are going on. You saw Trump gets more and more off the hook, right? The Supreme Court will hear the argument if he's immune, and they freeze his criminal trial for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about with the Supreme Court. Even if they ruled against him, would it be able to be implemented in time for the election? Not the election. Yeah, in time for the election, because they think it's still going to hurt him. But if he is elected, he'll just pardon himself, or he will. I'm trying to think. He could just, cancel the case. I mean, it's completely illegal, but we know that he's willing to break the law. And his vice president, apparently, who he still hasn't named, but he's given hints at who he would pick, must break the law too.
No, he will. That is the thing. He will definitely pardon himself also, right? If he gets elected, so and then will stop all cases against him. And I think the
Bullshit.
court now, the three judges he put in, they owe him, right? I don't see any chance that they will not come to the solution that he's immune.
It would be f he that would mean that he could fucking murder someone, and unless he was, impeached, like, and convicted, and it went through, then he would be a free man. Like, he could do anything. He could set off, he could fucking kill his political rival, like they were saying. You know what I mean? He could do all sorts of horrible things. So he has to have, he's not immune. He's not a fucking king. There's no way they can say that, because the implications for the future are unimaginable.
Yeah, but look, that is where we are already. Let's face it. We are already there, that the law doesn't matter anymore. You know, I mean, it's this kind of, you put the right people into position and then they do whatever they want. And that is where we are. You know, it's completely, it's really insane how all of this moves forward. But I have to say, here in Germany, it moves forward in a totally, in the other direction. What is the same kind of bullshit is that Macron, you saw that he said we should send troops into the Ukraine, like army. You know, that means World War III. And I mean, and they in Germany, you can say that most of the press and most of the politics were not like saying the Chancellor of Germany, he said no. But a lot of people of his own party said, yeah, why not? Let's defeat Putin. Let's. And you think, like, are these guys insane or what? I mean, Putin has 2,300 nuclear bombs everywhere, in submarines everywhere. He can destroy the whole world. We're all dead. I mean, what would really happen if NATO troops go into Ukraine and push Russia out? Because that will 100% happen. You know, if the whole NATO troops coming, they will of course defeat the Russian troops there. They're barely making it against the Ukraine. So now Russia gets pushed out, and the NATO troops take over the harbor at the Krim. And we think Putin would just call it a day. I mean, you want to go that risk for the Ukraine? I have to say, no fucking way. You know, I mean, it's crazy because as soon we would go with troops into the Ukraine, I'm leaving to Canada. I mean,
Yeah.
I never thought that you can that the world can be so stupid that we go in an open confrontation with
Well,
someone.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Oh,
I hope that.
but I hope that it doesn't happen because then we're not safe here anymore. I mean, why Putin should not shoot then, let's say, non-nuclear rockets? Why he shouldn't send them all over Western Europe, like without a nuclear head? And then, I mean, I'm living, as I said in another podcast with you, right? I'm living here 10 kilometers away from the biggest American station in Europe with all the airplanes. You think he's not bombing this? You know, right where I live? I mean, I have to get the fuck out of here then.
Yeah, no, you have personal stakes in this.
Yes, you know, it's the thing is, I mean, we will not like send bombs over to North America. It's too far away. It's like, you know, that would be only like the end game when it's all over and we all die. So then everybody blows up each other. But in the beginning, he will not like just accept that now French troops, German troops, Finnish troops, Swedish troops, Polish troops are all moving in against him and start killing Russians. So you think that he will just keep it at the front lines? I don't think so. I think then he says, okay, you declared war to us, so now we shoot wherever we want, bombs, Berlin. I mean, it's
It's
really
really crazy that we're even talking about this in our
yes,
lifetimes.
but that is what I mean. I mean, it's so absurd. It's like the lie of the media here from the left, I have to say, the lies from the media on the left in Europe, they are lying about a few things. They're lying about also that they ignored the Tucker Carlson interview completely. It's a joke. You know, even if Tucker Carlson is a phony, but it doesn't matter. Putin talked 100 minutes. And they still say Putin doesn't want to negotiate, but he says in the interview he would negotiate. So, I mean, what else you want to hear from somebody who says, I mean, Putin is the guy we have to negotiate with, so why we don't negotiate? We all the politics yesterday, Baerbock again, the German foreign minister, she said, like, Putin doesn't want to negotiate. Doch! He said, yes, he will.
Well, maybe they mean that his terms are unreasonable.
Yeah, I know, but the terms can only change if you negotiate.
Yeah.
You know, if I have a film to sell and somebody tells me, I give you $5. You know what? And I say, well, I want $1 million. Then you have two options. Just hang up the phone, what would be normal, right?
Yeah.
Or you know that was a joke and it was just a total idiotic state, a total idiotic offer. And then you start talking. And I think with start negotiating, start talking, even totally unreasonable bullshit offers could turn in the end into a deal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. I wish I had the answers to that. You know, I agree that the endless war needs to stop, and we need to have like some kind of communication so we could have a game plan in sight, like an end game in sight, anything. So I kind of agree with the Republicans on that, but I don't think that we should stop funding it until the United States can get their shit together, which they don't.
Yeah, no,
So,
I'm pro giving weapons and money to the Ukraine, but I draw the line in having boots on the ground.
yeah, I think the US would never send boots
No,
on the ground. If we wouldn't, why the fuck should you? You know?
yeah, because we're closer to it.
Fuck that shit. That's
Yeah, but
bullshit.
what I mean, it's like we're closer to it, but I never believed all that bullshit that they made up the whole time in the UN and everywhere, that Putin will not stop at the Ukraine, that Putin will try to take Poland next or
I don't
whatever.
think he's that stupid. I don't
Exactly.
think he's,
He will
yeah.
not attack NATO states.
Yeah.
And then and that is the thing why Sweden now joins the NATO and Finland, I think, is already in the NATO, whatever. So we just have to take the other countries into the NATO as fast as possible. And then it's like he's fucked. He cannot attack everything without getting bombed. So, as we saw in that war, he cannot fight 25 countries parallel. How we want to do this? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so and that is the thing. It's like it's crazy. So by the way, he just did that speech in Moscow.
Putin.
Like he has elections next week or in 2 weeks, right? So he did a big speech about the situation. He said that he's fitter as Biden, younger, and that Biden is basically on the way out, and that the US is holding back the money, what is a good thing. So he basically praises the Republicans, and he didn't talk about Navalny. I'm just reading it as we the article about it just came out. I think he stopped talking like 20 minutes ago, and
Ah.
he didn't say anything about the Navalny thing. Of course not. And he said all his soldiers are heroes. And he said, but now the Russian army is moving forward and we will kill all the Nazis in the Ukraine. That is actually right. That is actually completely insane and
Yeah.
total bullshit. He has a new record. Like he can shoot. He said, we developed it and it's very effective. We will use this record more. He has also a new atom bomb with a global, he can strike global nuclear with a Stormbird is the name of his new special
Oh, fuck.
his nuclear bomb. He can go everywhere, ballistic, intercontinental, all over the US, no problem. So he's threatening everybody. You know, but he said he's always ready to talk with the USA about a stability pact. He said, but they want to defeat us, and they were not defeating them. They will not defeat us, he said. Any kind of negotiation has to be also. Come to re result where Russia interests and security are not threatened. And he said he's very bad that Finland and Sweden now joining the NATO. He feels that is a threat for him. And he said it's totally bullshit that everybody, that somebody thinks Russia would attack Europe, and that is totally made up by Macron and other European countries. He said everybody has to understand that we have weapons that can destroy you on your own territory, and they risk the completely annihilation of the Earth if they continue and making that conflict in the Ukraine bigger.
Man.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds pretty grim.
Yes, but it's also what I said from the beginning on of our talks about the whole situation is how far we go. You know, are we really bluffing too much? Are we really thinking we can scare him off and bluff him out of the poker game that he quits the Ukraine war because we're threatening with stuff? I don't think so.
Yeah, because Russia would have to fall for him to stop.
Yes, and how are we going to do this?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. All, I don't think Russia's...
all his shit rackets will go. He will push the red button.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Think
and
he would.
At the same time. What?
I think he would push that red button, possibly.
Yes, that's what I mean. I don't believe that he will not. That is my problem with it. I don't believe that he will play fair and declare defeat, you know, and say I lost, bye bye, I give up. I just don't see that coming.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen. It's so crazy being alive through all of this right now.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I don't know. It's like pissing. It's even, you know, it's like pissing me off that we even have to talk about stuff like this. It's so crystal clear, idiotic. Like, you know, any kind of war. And you saw that American soldier who burned himself in front of the Israeli embassy. I mean, how can you? This is crazy.
That's fucking crazy. I did see that.
Yeah.
The guy was fucking, like, he filmed it with his cell phone, too. And he, like, was saying Free Palestine as he was burning. And
not, like, unbelievable pain. I mean, that is one of the worst deaths you can have. I mean, you should just... it's over, but to get burned alive, like, I don't know under what drugs he was standing, but I mean, that is just
pretty insane. Yeah.
Hey, normally only like the super religious crazy people do shit like this. Yeah, you know that the monk, the guy in the Vietnam War.
Yeah,
so you know, there you have it. But I mean, I just don't get it. Like, how can you do this for the fucking Gaza disaster? I mean, that is also like endless. We had the big scandal at the Berlin Film Festival, right? Where everybody started yelling on stage, from the ocean to the sea. You know,
oh,
and they don't get
God.
It. It means kill all Jews. And the German culture minister from the Green Party was clapping her hands, totally excited. And then later, when the shit hits the fan, the Twitter photos came out and everybody was losing it, I thought I'm just clapping for a ceasefire. Also, she didn't get it, like, that it meant a little more as a ceasefire, right? It meant like we are on the side of the Palestinians and people against Israel, and we're not. You know, personally, I'm not, and that is the thing. It's like crazy. Jon Stewart did a good thing in his show. He's back on the night show or whatever, the late show.
Yeah, Jon Stewart came back. He's needed during times like these.
Yes, and I like what he did also about Gaza. He had the Jew and the Arab sitting there that were both at the same opinion. Like, we need peace, we need a different kind of arrangement. And the idea you get rid of the Hamas in seizing Gaza is wrong because you create only more terrorists. If you have 2 million people under a slavery military oppression, that you will create more terrorists for the Hamas with this. And that is true. But what they need is a divide that they cannot touch each other, that they're not together anymore. Basically, Egypt and other countries need to take the Palestinian people and carve out their own territory. And it needs like kind of a distance between them. You know, I mean, it's easier. It's easy to say it, hard to do it. But I think overall, there will be never peace if they're living basically inside Israel.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know. It's a tough situation because Israel's definition of peace right now is to, like, take over the entire territory. So, yes, but at the same time, how can they really feel safe if they leave it as it is? So I see both sides, and it sucks. But this is the situation. This is what we're living in. And it may seem unfair that Israel has an unfair advantage, and maybe they do. But it's not like these people are completely innocent either on the other side. You know what I mean? So, and yeah, they're innocent over there. There are people stuck in the middle.
No, I see the Arabs are the perpetrators. They're getting weapons and money from Iran, from all kinds of countries, Libya, Lebanon, and they want to kill the Jews. I think they're very highly motivated, including the Saudi Arabs and so on, to kill all the Jews. I think that is the game plan, and that is why Israel has to be, with the few million people they are, very alert and very, very good armed. That is the only reason they're still there, that they just have the better equipment.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So from this point of view, I think it's crystal clear that the Israelis would live with Arabs, and they live with Arabs in general in their country.
Yeah, I think that the Arabs would still be there, but I think that the area would be completely different because those areas now are like all Arab people. It would be like Jews and Arabs living together kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think Israel is totally has no problem with it. But try to open a synagogue in Riyadh or in Kuwait or in Iraq or Iran. Try to practice your religion there, and you know, you're dead. So, I mean, that is the thing we should never forget, that it's the Israelis are per se a very westernized, opened, liberal society, and they don't start killing people because of their religion or their race or whatever. They give a shit about it. As long as everybody is peaceful, they are willing and able to live together with everybody. You know, as Israelis and Jews are around the globe living with everybody and don't try to kill everybody. But there is only one kind of racist here that is from the other side against the Israelis and the Jews. All the Muslims, the Islamistic Muslims, they want to kill them and blow them away and get the territory and take Israel and control it and whatever and wipe them out. And that is the thing. It's like, it's not easy if the it would be similar if Putin would be actually serious with what he says. We have to kill the Ukrainian Nazis, because then you can't negotiate with Putin.
Then
it's over, because then you have to say, look, if you actually think the Ukrainians are all Nazis and you have to liberate them and kill them or whatever, then we don't know what we should talk about here. Then it's a different thing, because then it would be a genocide, and they would want to say, oh, you're all Nazis, I have to get rid of all of you. That would be completely insane. But I think that it's just Putin saying this, you know, to have a better negotiation thing. If he would say, I want just the territories that just have now, I think there would be very quick a peace.
Yeah.
But he wants more.
Yeah.
You know, and that is why he comes up with that Nazi bullshit. Yes, you have right-wing people in the Ukraine, but they're not the government. I don't think Zelensky is a Nazi.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's just not fitting together.
Yeah. Now it's he kind of, I think Putin is trying to oversimplify an ideal because, you're right, they're not Nazis, but he's trying to like get that image into people's minds, that extremist view. And I don't know. I think it's bullshit. I think that I hope that good things happen finally. I hope that somehow this war can come to an end. But I don't know. Everything you say is so, it's so grim. I have to be the voice that says hope,
Yeah, look, during we were now talking, New York Times breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Many were killed and injured after Israeli forces opened fire near an aid convoy. The Gaza and health authorities said that more than 100 people were killed and more than 700 injured in the massacre. The Israeli military said that Gazans had surrounded aid trucks and tried to loot the supplies.
Yeah,
Okay.
I heard that these trucks can't go too far because they'll like beat the driver and drag him out of the car and take all the shit out. You know what I mean? That they're scared. All the humanitarian people can only deliver to like certain areas.
Yeah, I know, but look, that happened today, right?
Yeah,
So
so it's getting worse.
100 more killed, 700 injured. They don't have really hospitals anymore. From the 700 injured, will be 500 dead in 2 days. So it doesn't look for me like the shit is over,
Yeah,
you know?
no. I mean, what's only gonna only thing that they're doing is they're fucking themselves because then those humanitarian aid people are gonna be like, we're not going in there anymore. That's exactly what's gonna happen. And then they're gonna starve. It sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really, it's all like completely fucked up. I'm so mad about everything. But
Yeah.
yeah, okay. Let's finish it up for today on a positive note. I don't know what the positive note is, but
Okay, wait. I'm getting married in next month on April 1st, and I'm going to supply the live stream link to everybody on my Twitter so you guys can watch the wedding, okay?
That
Pretty.
we all will promote so that the whole world can watch you as Elvis Presley getting married in the Elvis Presley Chapel.
We're getting married by Kiss, by the band, by fake
Okay.
Kiss.
So I was even not so off. Okay.
It's gonna be really, really ridiculous, but it's gonna be funny. So I'm excited.
Okay. Have a good one. We talked before we get married, we will have one or two more shows.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, guys, please follow us on Twitter. I'm Gary Otto Zero. Uva Ball is Uva Ball 7. There's also the Uva Ball Raw USA main hub, where we comment on various things that we see out there. So guys,
And
follow us.
my YouTube, I have over 1,000 followers now, so I can make money. And so my Uwe Boll at Uwe Boll 9101 channel, you should also subscribe to. Okay.
All right, yeah. There's that channel, and the defunct Uva Ball Raw one has like 10,000 subscribers.
I
But
know. Yeah, why we don't use this? Move
no,
them all.
we could totally use that. Yeah.
We should.
Oh, we will.
Okay.
All
Bye-bye.
right. Take care, Uva. We'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Land of Bad. So I saw Land of Bad. It's that movie with Liam Hemsworth and Russell Crowe and the older Hemsworth. What's his name? Boop. Let's see. Luke Hemsworth. Yeah. Luke Hemsworth did a great job. I think Liam did a pretty good job as well. Whereas Russell Crowe has never been fatter in a movie than this one. I mean, half of the movie is like Russell Crowe, or half of Russell Crowe's part of the film is him like walking around a grocery store, like trying to identify vegan food for some fucking reason. But it was an all right film. I mean, it was like a Call of Duty wet dream. It was like Call of Duty Mobile, the movie or something. So basically Russell Crowe plays like this Air Force support team dude named Reaper. And he operates, you know, these drones, or he communicates with whatever, the guy on the ground, the eyes on the ground, and then they like send bombs, I guess, from these flying fucking whatever the fuck things, drones, I guess. But, you know, there's like a mission, and Liam Hemsworth is like new, and he's kind of nervous. He's never done this kind of mission before, an active duty, and he's like 29 years old, and everybody else is older and more seasoned, and oh my, cat just meowed. And they don't want him to fuck it up. They try to be supportive in their own macho bro way. This movie is very bro-y. It is very like, you know, it's like there was a guy sitting in the theater, like close to me, and he was like, yeah, during one part of the movie, like, yeah, you tell him, like something. Like so that's the kind of fucking movie it is. It's, I mean, there's some tension because I won't give too much away, but some of the team gets killed, and like, they're supposed to like extract, a target from like this really nice, like isolated, like villa. I don't know. I don't remember the details, but they have to extract this guy from this like beautiful villa by a dam. Very nice set, nice, beautiful, filming location. And I guess the guy they're trying to extract, or something, the keeper of the extractee, it gets murdered by double crossing within his own camp, and the other guy like is made aware of the team's presence because he like chops off the dude's wife's head. He, there's like the guy who's the bad guy, he makes the guy that he's like double crossing, he makes him watch as he like chops off his wife's head with like this fucking machete, and they kind of show like her body squirting out the blood, the neck coming, like, squirting out the blood. It's pretty gory. They don't show it for too long, of course, because it's rated R, but... And then he's going to get the kid, and he's going to fucking behead the kid, and then the Air Force dudes are like, fuck that shit, or whatever. The Army Delta Force team, excuse me, they're not the Air Force. They're there to rescue the CIA spy, that's what it is. But, yeah, they are made aware of the team's presence because the team intercepts with the child's beheading and prevents it. The child runs off, and then, like, I guess Russell Crowe sends out some fucking bombs, and then there's, like, a lot of fire, and it's, like, a lot more than they can handle, and, like, people die, and you think everybody's dead except for Liam Hemsworth. It turns out not to be the case in the end. What happens? I'm trying to remember. Like, stuff happens. Battle. Liam gets away. And then the cheesy bro-y kind of stuff where, like, Russell Crowe, like, they realize that, like, Liam Hemsworth is freaking out because he's the only one left of his team and he's inexperienced. So they, like, he tries to, like, chum him up and, like, talk bro speak to him through the through the headset, and, like, they become friends or something because they're both from, like, the same, like, town or something dumb like that, and they start talking about the old ice cream shop or whatever the fuck. I have no idea. And and, you know, Russell Crowe, man, oh, it's so painful to see him this way. Considering that me and Uwe talked about health in our latest episode, like, I saw Russell Crowe in this movie and it made me think I could end up like that if I'm not fucking careful. Like, It's time to go on a diet. It's time to eat more healthy. 'Cause fuck. Like from his gladiator days, I mean, I hate to be superficial, but come on, Russell. You're not that old. Give me a break, you know? He's like two Russell Crowes now. He ate the original Russell Crowe. Liam gets captured, and then the guy from fucking Rocky Balboa, Rocky's son, comes and he rescues him, and like they find a gun and they fucking go out, and I think they get captured, and then they get put in a cell, and then they're with the guy that they're trying to rescue. That's what it is. They go back because they want to rescue this one of their members that turns out is alive. And then the guy from Rocky Balboa and Liam get captured, and then they drag Rocky Balboa fucking son out of the cage or out of the cell or whatever the fuck it is. And then they like and he's in a lot of pain for whatever reason. He's like, I don't know, I think I'm gonna make it, blah blah blah. They have a video camera out, and they like blow his brains out basically at like point blank range, and like he's like, I'm good, and then he's boom, he falls to the ground, fucked up, totally fucked up. And like the Arab guy comes to the door, and he's like, welcome to Guantanamo. And like it's very anti-Arab, it's very like boogeyman Arab kind of movie that like I could see. It's kind of like propaganda in a way, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is. It's Hollywood, right? It's supposed to just like, it's trying to tap into like that, US Army recruiter kind of mentality. And like, fucking, you think that Liam's gonna get killed, and like, he's been trying to warn them that like they're gonna get bombed, and they don't want to listen. And then like, they're putting him. They're torturing him under the water in a bathtub, and like the bomb goes off, and then he's in the bathtub, and it saves him from the bomb, and like a bunch of people get fried, and like people are fucking suffering, and he gets out, and he finds the original person they're supposed to extract, and then he finds the other guy that's still alive, and they all come out, and then the Arab guy's there from previously, and he's like staring at him, he's about to pull out his gun, and then Liam fucking pulls out a machete and like impales him through the chest. It's a very bro-y violent movie. And then he kills the Arab guy, and they get out, and like I forgot, Russell Crowe saves the day by telling them to like not do the final strike or something, and ooh-wah, scent of a woman. I don't know. Fucking Russell Crowe is like pissed that like the Liam Hemsworth had to like call his cell phone or something, because the phone to like the unit, they were watching like a game, they were watching like a basketball game or a hockey game or some sort of fucking sports game. And then Russell Crowe destroys the TV, and he's like, roar. He's like, I'm Russell Crowe, fuck you. And he's like, take it out of my paycheck or something stupid like that. And then his assistant, the black girl who helped him with the drone shit, like asked him to be his best, her walk her down the aisle at the wedding, at her wedding or something dumb. And then they like dance, and you see more angles of Russell Crowe than you need to, and the movie ends. So all in all, out of five, how many stars would I give it? Even though it was, I don't want to say corny, but like it was a little corny. Like it was patriotic and like just like formulaic. And like, very playing it safe. I don't know. I'd still be apt to give it a 3 out of 5. It wasn't perfect, and I really would probably never see it again. But it was okay. It was good. It's nothing great, but it was probably Liam Hemsworth's best movie. I will say that. I mean, fuck, what has he been in? Like Independence Day, Resurgence, and like, I don't remember. Poor Liam. It's not like Chris. He didn't get that big break. But like I said, his older brother, whatever Hemsworth, Luke Hemsworth, who's on that show Neighbors in the UK, he is a good actor. He did a great job. I think he's the guy who dies in the movie. Yeah. Pretty good actor. I hope to see him in more action films. Everybody, next time, let me see. I think I was supposed to see something today, actually. But let me look. Open the app. Close the ad. The Green Mile. The Green Mile is playing. I think I might skip it, but I have a ticket for it. It's the 25th anniversary. And then tomorrow I get to see Maestro with Bradley Cooper. That should be interesting. And then after that, I'm going to see Dune Part 2. So it will be a miracle if they get past the first book for Dune in movies, in actual screen Hollywood movies. Because they did those TV shows. I never saw them. Matt said they were kind of corny. I don't put it past them. But it would be interesting to see how they would do that. Sort of like how Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the movie, kind of ended on a sequel note. How would they ever film the rest of those books? I never know. But maybe they won't. They won't. Because Disney owns the rights. They never will. But on that note, cheers, guys. I will see you next time. Peace. Yada-da.